If it is or if it ain't, it's gonna come out.
Good morning, everybody. It's your girl, Miracle Sims, and you're listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. It is April the 11th, 2024, and today the topic is how to be perfect. Happy Thursday. Yes, happy Thursday, everybody. I hope you guys had a wonderful Wednesday. Mine was just fine. Yeah, mine was good overall. Highlights from yesterday. I went and took my car to be get a inspection, you know, to see what's all going on with it. Because again, we did purchase a used vehicle and things of that nature. So we got their feedback about what they feel like, you know what I'm saying, needs to be done. And so that was one of my main tasks that I needed to do yesterday. I also caught up with my good guy, Mr. Kelvin, aka the co-star of the cast movie, and much, much more. We ended up chit-chatting yesterday. He was being encouraging and inspiring, as he always is. And I know every now and then, again, maybe it's based on the way friendship has gone throughout my life. I'm like, oh, when you gonna leave me? When you gonna leave me? And I know yesterday he said, I believe that we're gonna be lifelong friends. And I don't know, something about that really hit. So shout out to Kelvin, man. Shout out to you, bro. Appreciate you. And thank you for always being a listening ear and, you know, all that good stuff. After that, I took MJ to the playground. So he had a little time to go, you know, run off some of that energy, man. That little guy, like, so when we took the car to the, servicing place or whatever, and I knew it might have been a few hours or something like that, so I was like, let's go get something to eat or whatever. So we walk over to get something to eat, and on his way, he want to pick up rocks, he want to pick up little stuff. I'm like, kid, this is like trash on the ground, you're just picking it up like you want to keep it. Like, you know, he just was getting excited about different things he was seeing. I'm like, oh man, this little guy need to go out in nature more, like, so he don't just be thinking that everything is a treasure, like. So anyway, that was an interesting moment, because I'm like, at one point it looked like he was getting ready to walk out on the road. So I'm like, kid, get back. You know, like, listen to me. Listen to me. Stay on this opposite side. Don't even look over there. Like, yeah. So anywho, NJ was treasure hunting. Ended up taking him to the, you know, playground. There was quite a few kids out there, I noticed, compared to other times that we've been to the playground that we went to. So it was nice to, you know, see him running around and making new friends everywhere he go. And then after that, I went to church, man. I went to do childcare at the church for the small group season. That should be wrapping up soon, at least the spring season. I don't know how it goes in summer, but I guess we'll see. But so I think that's wrapping up on the 24th. So that means next week is going to be a Mad Miraculous Day. And then that might be the last one until summer, depending on what they decide to do. I know I haven't really been documenting it as much. My Madam Miraculous Miracle Lab photos and stuff like that. Probably because I've been slacking on actually wearing the whole costume. That's one reason. But we'll see. We'll see if I capture some photos and whatnot for y'all. But that's pretty much what my day looked like yesterday. Came on back home. Got some rest, woke up this morning. There was a lot of things on my heart and mind. How did I get to today's topic? So I don't know if I need to just warn us, you know what I'm saying? But here's a like slight reminder slash warning that it's good for us not to, you know, always focus on signs, you know what I'm saying? The reason I say that, because when I looked at the time that I woke up this morning, which I don't remember exactly what it was, I think it was like three something, whatever time I woke up this morning. I took a look at the verses and they're good. I'm not saying that they're bad or nothing, but it was making me beat up myself, honestly. I just was like, Lord, it's like, I guess on one hand, these verses are making me feel like you're calling me to, perfection. At the same time, I'm feeling like, I am not superhuman. I am just human. You know what I mean? And at the end of the day, leaders are just still humans, and I'm not trying to give an excuse and say, oh, of course they should be held accountable. And I guess, of course, I'm going to be held accountable with whatever, the Lord has put me over and stuff like that. So I'm not saying that, again, the verses that I was receiving this morning, based on the time and stuff like that, weren't accurate. I'm gonna say it wasn't God that wasn't chastising me or, holding me accountable or whatever the case may be. But at the same time, too, I think maybe it's the feeling. You know what I'm saying? That feeling of feeling like, well, Lord, you calling me to perfection or you asking me to be perfect or whatever the case may be, but you made me human and you gave me these feelings and desires. And you know what I'm saying? Like, and trying to find that balance, like I was talking about yesterday. So, eventually, there was a few things. I ended up listening to the prayer meditation. I also ended up reading this leadership book that we're still reading, as the quote unquote leaders in the children's ministry. And all of that stuff and information was good. But by the time I came back to, this whole concept of like looking into these things, I ended up going deeper about righteousness and perfection and all this different type of stuff. Because on one hand, I'm like, is the subject going to be about being superhuman? Because I'm like, Lord, I am not that. You're the only one that was that. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm not saying, again, not to, do the will of the Lord and X, Y, and Z. But I don't know, something about it was just more so seemed like condemnation versus like whatever the other word is. I can't think of it right now. But anywho, so with that being said, I was going deeper about all those things, and ultimately it's like I received my answer from the Lord in regards to perfection and righteousness and stuff like that. And I hope that it will encourage you and inspire you. So how to be perfect? Let's get into it. All right. So Romans 3 and 10 says, as it is written, none is righteous, no, not one. Ooh, sounds like Pope, right, man? Nobody is righteous, no, not one. I know we could even go deeper and be like, well, what does that mean for Jesus then? I mean, he wouldn't, but we know that he was not us, you know what I'm saying? So before you try to get that loophole and try to lump Jesus in there with us, obviously he was not us. But anywho, that's one thing again that should humble us all. Like, I feel like I bring that up all the time, but yeah, like that should keep us all humble. All, this and the next verse. Here's the next verse. Romans 3 and 23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So those two things alone lets me know that this idea of us being perfect is not possible. So I guess, I mean, hey, juice over. I'm just kidding. No, there's more juice on top of that, but I guess ultimately, I want us to know that there is grace here. You know what I'm saying? Because God already knows this about us, that there is grace for us, but we got to see how we can receive that grace, right? So that's one thing. So let's keep going with these verses that were standing out to me this morning. So 1 John 1 and 8, it says, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Again, I don't know how people can just go through life and feel like they are perfect. You know what I'm saying? You feel like you don't fall short in no area. You ain't never sinned, X, Y, and Z. Like that itself is a sin if that's your mindset. So you're already wrong, right? So again, all three of those verses should be very humbling to each and every person, to understand none of us are righteous, all have sinned, and if you say you don't sin, that is a sin. So there you go. You know what I mean? And things like that. So how do we be perfect then? Right? That's the question. Let's go to these other verses. John 1 and 12, it says, and to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Who are we talking about? Of course, we're talking about Jesus Christ. All who believed in Jesus and received him and believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. So it's not our righteousness, it's Christ's righteousness. It's not our perfection, it's Christ's perfection. Because we can never achieve those things and everything like that. Now, I don't know if we feel like we can, right? We like DIY. We like to do it ourselves. you know, something about that don't feel right sometimes, right? He's like, well, and then at the same time, too, again, you see the verses that are calling us to perfection. So you're like, Lord, I mean, well, where's the balance then, you know? I'm going to keep going with these verses that stood out to me because it gave me quite a few. So here we go. Ephesians 2. 8 through 9, it says, for by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God not a result of works. So there you go, friends. You know, again, this is a free gift that the Lord has given to each and every one of us. It's very clear that it's not something we deserve. It's very clear that it's not by our own doing. There's nothing that we did that made God be like, yes, I'm giving this to you because you did this X, Y, and Z. It is a free gift that he's given out of just the kindness of his heart to make a way for us to be in relationship with him. And so again, you know, I know that there's this call to righteousness, right? And the call to perfection and things of that nature. But in my humble opinion, and then based on Bible, based on what I'm understanding, again, I could be wrong. So y'all need to go study all this yourself. But according to my understanding, again, in order to be quote unquote perfect, we got to believe in the one who was. We got to receive the one who was and understand that it was a gift and understand that, you know, nothing I can do can get that. Now, I went deeper as I was going deeper this morning again, because we know that there's those verses that Jesus told people, you know, go and sin no more and things of that nature. So there is a call for us to live a righteous life, right? To live a sinless life. Is it possible for us? My studies tell me that it's not. But I believe that there's something to the trying, right? There's something to the pursuit. There's something to the practice. Because that's what I found as I was going deeper. Let me give you another verse. It's Ephesians 5 and 1. It says, therefore be not... Wait. So it's in Ephesians 5 and 1 is saying, therefore be imitators of God as beloved children. So that's how you're going to be perfect, y'all. Now, again, understanding that one, Christ has done it for us. He's the one that's perfect. I receive him and what he did, right? And then we imitate that. Imitate that. Now, it's not saying be it, because there's no way for us to be it, but we can imitate as much as possible. And we do that in the way we love people. Obviously, that's the first good thing, you know, we love God, love others. And then those are the two things. If you do both of those, then you're pretty good according to Christ, you know. Now, again, I know we like to add more to that. You know what I'm saying? We like to say, and then don't do this, and then don't do all this, and then don't do all this, and then we like to add things to it. And again, all of that holds its purpose. Yes, I'm not trying to take anything away from what the Bible says. I'm just reiterating again that this idea of us being perfect and sinless and all that is not possible without Christ. It's not. According to what I'm studying here, y'all, again, correct me if I'm wrong. So, you know, maybe I'm misreading words or something. But we can imitate, though, right? We can practice. And I felt like that word practice, I found that a lot as I was going deeper. Matter of fact, I think you guys can check out the Go Deeper section. I think there's quite a few verses that talk about that and talk about practicing righteousness and things of that nature. Again, I believe imitating Christ and whatnot is what we're called to do, things of that nature, becoming more like him. Even as I struggle with like the different things that's been on my heart and mind, I think even the struggle that I'm having is part of my growth, right? It's part of my acknowledging that, okay, Lord, I'm doing my best to be more like you. And I want to make sure I'm understanding, like, what does this mean for me? And, you know, and for different things like that. You know, that the fact that I have a struggle is I believe, something that is showing some growth and maturity. Because again, miracle back during the cultivation period, it just was like letting stuff slide. Like, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that, you know, or whatever. And everybody, you know, there's some that still live that way today. Of course, because none of us are perfect out here. We all have sinned and fallen short one way or another. Matter of fact, there's a verse that talks about, you know, if you feel like you are perfect in one point, then you should be able to, you know, cover all the points. But unfortunately, we can't. If you fail in one, then you failed in all. So, you know, again, this is the importance of what Christ has done. This is the importance of Jesus. So I just got a couple more verses, y'all. I mean, again, y'all can go deeper, all about practicing and all about, you know, the pursuit of perfection and righteousness and being sinless and all of that stuff. Is all that is in the Go Deeper section. Peruse all those things. Let those things marinate on your heart, souls, and minds. But here are the verses I felt led to leave us with today. 2 Corinthians 5 and 21 says, "For our sake, he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." So our sin for his righteousness. He was perfect. He was sinless. He was the only one that could do it and live that way. And then God punished him on our behalf for our sake. Therefore, believing in him will give us access. And this is how we become perfect, the belief in him. Here's another verse, y'all. Romans 10 and 4. It says, "For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes." At the end of the day, if you truly want to be perfect, if you want to be righteous, if you want to be made right with God, if you want to get to heaven, whatever it is, right? If you want those things, this is how you get it, y'all. You can't use no other way. Like the word said, there's no other name that, you know, by people must be saved. You know, it tells us all the time that our righteousness is like a filthy rag, you know, and everything like that. You can never do this on your own. You need Christ. You need to believe in him. You need to trust in him and be like him, you know, imitate him, practice it. You know what I'm saying? Things of that nature. I guess ultimately, like they say in the theater world, you know, practice makes perfect. So I guess, yeah, if you truly want to, you know, be perfect, then you need to practice what perfect look like, did, said, and that's the juice. Now, the Bible verse of today is Malachi 9 and 6, or it could be 4 and 6. Go confirm which one it is. But it says, "And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse." Friends, I hope you all enjoyed this juice this morning. Thank you so much for listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration, the juice. I pray you guys go forth and have a wonderful day, and I look forward to talking to you all tomorrow, if the Lord's will. Tomorrow is Friday, and we're going to be chatting with a self-proclaimed psychic. So you guys can tune into that episode and hear what she has to say, you know, about her life and journey and things of that nature. I stand with the Bible and what the Bible has to say about all of that. But hey, you know, there's people out here practicing and people want, you know, things of that nature. So we can at least hear out and see what they talk about. So that's what we're doing on the GSL talk show tomorrow. So by all means, you know, check that out if you feel led to do so. And yeah, that's the juice, y'all. That's the juice. I'll tell you her name tomorrow because I can't remember her name right now and I didn't write it down. So, but yeah, be on the lookout for that episode tomorrow at 7 p.m. And yeah, y'all have a wonderful Thursday, if the Lord's will. Bye-bye.
Visit chatholybible.com to download the Bible Chat and Study app today. Embark on a transformative journey of faith. Your connection with Scripture starts now.